It's time for another WMSC featured movie. Set in the 1990s, Captain Marvel is an all-new adventure from a previously unseen period in the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The story follows Carol Danvers as she becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes when Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races. Brie Larson, who plays Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel, sat down to talk about preparing for the role, Carol's journey, and on what appealed to her about the film.
We meet Carol, and she knows herself as Veers. She's living on the planet Hala as part of an elite group of noble warriors called Star Force. And that's her identity. Her identity is this planet and protecting it and the folks that are closest to her. And then something happens, this sort of freak accident happens, which allows her to unlock certain memories that are happening in her brain that at first she thinks are maybe implanted because they seem so far removed from the world that she knew and the people that she loves. And the film is exactly that, of her trying to uncover more memories and figure out where it is that she came from. And I think it's a really unique and special part of this film that you're not following a woman who's trying to get to somewhere. She's trying to get to herself. Because this is an exploration and one avenue of what female strength can look like, it was important to me that I put myself in that position myself to not just say, oh, I just put on a magical costume and suddenly I'm super strong. It's that I put my body and my mind to the test and was able to do something that was way outside of my comfort zone and way beyond what I thought was possible. I mean, my goal of training for 9 months was just to see how far I could go. I would have never thought that I could deadlift 225 pounds by the end or hip thrust 400 pounds or be able to do pull-ups and push-ups, weighted push-ups. I mean, the things that I'm able to do with my body now are incredible, and I love that I can sit here and say that it's possible and that women can do incredible things, girls can do incredible things, and we can go toe-to-toe with the boys. There's a lot of elements of Carol and Captain Marvel that I admire that made me interested in wanting to take it on. But I think one aspect that really intrigued me was the fact that she's flawed, the fact that she makes mistakes in this movie, that she is very powerful and takes really big risks. She's confident and bold in that way, but that doesn't always mean that it plays out the way that she hopes it would. But you watch her get back up again and try again. And I think that's what life is all about, is taking the big risk and then atoning for the mistakes along the way.
Captain Marvel is rated PG-13.